The Muzzarelli family has been growing fruits and vegetables in the state of New Jersey for four generations. It's always been an unpredictable business, but this year, profit margins are exceptionally tight and workers hard to come by.
It used to be 3-4 years ago, there was people coming in and out of the yard all year long looking for jobs. This year, I don't think one car pulled in the yard to look for work.
From fuel to fertilizer, according to the government, production expenses in the farm sector are projected to increase more than 5% this year.
The cost of fertilizer has more than doubled this season. That's largely due to the war in Ukraine, which combined with the coronavirus pandemic has led to a host of supply chain issues, driving up costs for farmers.
Labor costs, the biggest expense for fruit and vegetable farmers, have also gone up. Many here in New Jersey are paying top dollar to import pickers under a special visa program, but they're competing against countries that pay much less and grow year-round. So far this year, the amount of imported fruits and vegetables in the U.S. has surged 13%, according to the Department of Agriculture, putting many East Coast farms at risk.
Because grocery stores these days want a year-round consistent supply, and we are a seasonal production area. We can't supply everything 12 months of the year. So people are going to have to think a little bit differently about how they deal in the wholesale market. It's going to be a challenge.
Some farmers are selling directly to local consumers, attempting to diversify their crops and their customer base. And in May, President Biden authorized funding to produce more fertilizer domestically, as well as incentives for U.S. farmers to plant more crops to help make up for shortfalls of Ukrainian wheat. But it may be too late for Tom Shepard, who's looking to downsize his operation and expenses. He currently employs more than 200 people.
Unless the American consumer requests the supermarkets to stock local, you know, at least the U.S.-made stuff, we're going to have a tough time because our wages are so much higher.
Farmers think it's a small price to pay to preserve local jobs and farmland. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Cedarville, New Jersey.